July's night sky. I suppose, sadly for astronomers, the nights don't get very dark until quite late, and in the northern part of the country, they never get totally dark at all. We have to wait a little bit till late August, September, perhaps, for better nights for observing. However, if one does stay up, one does have a very nice skyscape, fairly high in the south. We have three bright stars: Deneb in the constellation of Cygnus, Vega in the constellation of Lyra, and Altair in the constellation Aquila, making up what is called the summer triangle. Cygnus is up to the left, Lyra a little bit to its lower right, and Altair below the two. They do make a very beautiful sight. The Milky Way runs along the axis of Cygnus the Swan. If with binoculars you start off at Altair, that's the lowest of these bright stars in Aquila, and follow a line between Altair and Lyra and the bright star Vega within it, you may, in that dark patch of sky, see a rather nice asterism. It's called Brocky's cluster, but in fact is also called the coat hanger because it looks a little bit like an upside-down coat hanger. It's a very nice thing to see, ideal with binoculars. If you then carry on up to Vega, the brightest star, which is getting almost overhead in the latter part of July, you'll see just to the upper left what appears to be a reasonably bright star. Look at that with binoculars, and you might well see it is in fact a double star, Epsilon Lyrae. In fact, it's called the double-double, because if you use a telescope under good seeing conditions, you can actually see that each of those two stars is itself a double star. But binoculars should be able to show you the fact that what appears to be one star with our eye is in fact two. So that's a very nice region of the sky. Towards the west of Lyra is the constellation of Hercules. The brightest stars make up what is called the keystone. And if you follow up the right-hand side of that keystone, again with binoculars, you might see a fuzzy glow. That's called M13. It's a globular cluster, a spherical collection of several millions of stars formed at the time our galaxy is formed. So they're very old. It's perhaps the most beautiful of these so-called globular clusters that we can see in the northern sky. So there are the stars. What about the planets? Well, we have a chance in the very first week of July to actually see four planets simultaneously. If you look over to the west, and you need a very good low horizon just after sunset, you have a chance to see, first of all, Mercury, low above the horizon. Above that, and again to the left, is Saturn. And above that, to the left, is the planet Mars. So these three planets are visible in the early weeks, early week or so, of July. But in fact, they'll be sinking into the twilight fairly soon, and you haven't got much chance of seeing them in the latter part of July. But if you then move round towards the south, you'll have a chance to see the brightest object in the sky, apart from the moon if it's up, which is the planet Jupiter. If you have a reasonable pair of binoculars, then looking at Jupiter, you should be able to see it has some satellites. There are four bright satellites, so-called the Galilean satellites, because they were discovered by Galileo Galilei with his small telescope. But with a good pair of binoculars and a steady hand, you can make them out. You may not see four, because as they weave their way around Jupiter, sometimes some can be in front or behind. But you usually see at least one or two. Just a final point. If you're up very early in the morning, perhaps 2 o'clock on July the 20th, there'll be a very nice sight as the moon, a thin crescent waning moon, passes quite close to that lovely cluster of stars called the Pleiades in Taurus. In fact, had we lived in North America, we'd actually see the moon occult, which means come in front of some of those stars. but we will see them close together in the sky. So I think there are some things it's worth staying up for to look at during July. And of course, as we go through the year, we'll get more evening time and a chance to see more stars too.